Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right, well, it is not a black tie affair yet, so to speak, but for all intents and purposes, this is probably going to sound something akin to a funeral before we begin the official service, or something close to an official service. As always, thank you to all of our patrons over at Patreon, especially to our newest patron, Omid, and of course to all of our other wonderful patrons who we wept in silence, but it wasn't silence. Everyone was having a full meltdown as usual in the group chat. If you would like to join the chaos, patreon.com/RomaPress, youtube.com/@IceRomaPress for the video version of the podcast, like all of that stuff. I'm trying to keep my head straight as to what the actual script is to say in the beginning, because I am there are some things, you know, growing up, Andy, in the early 2000s age of the internet, there were the shock sites, Live Leak, Ogrish, with some of the most depraved material the internet could even conjure up. I mean, some of the most horrific, grotesque videos with death, dismemberment, just horrible, horrible, horrible stuff. But it was one of those sites that it really shaped you as a person growing up during that time. The match,
or no idea what you're talking about. What kind of childhood did you have? Are you okay?
No, come on, man. Don't you remember? Didn't you have friends like growing up?
No, okay, but it was
where they would show you some stuff that, you know, they were the first one to expose you to not so nice things.
The only thing I was exposed to was chat roulette with a random guy from Nepal jerking himself off. And that's as far as I can remember.
A chat roulette. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Chat roulette. Exactly.
The good old days. I would love to. I would
love
to.
Number one website for creeps. And now the number one website for creeps is romapress.net because that's the website where all the creeps that have a tendency for pain go to. Because that's where you get all your latest updates on what Roma are up to. And Roma are up to no good, particularly tonight.
No.
It was particularly embarrassingly bad from Roma. I mean, tonight was, I wouldn't say all time, but it was quite
memorable. It was close. Hold on.
Horrid tonight.
It probably really only reaches the level of horrid because the particulars aren't going to matter. What all of us are going to remember is that we had an attack of Romelu Lukaku and Paulo Dybala that I looked back after the match and it said 2 shots on goal. And that even seemed to me a mistake because I could have sworn on my life the first one did not come until like the 75th minute. I don't know where the second one came from. If you just want to talk about horrific tactical performances, this is going to be one of those times where those who said you need to take the emotion out of it, talk more of the technical, tactical qualities of the team. Well, let's see how you like this one, because if we want to go through the problems of Roma tonight from a tactical perspective, there are 100. There are several dozen. I don't know what to say. I don't even know where to begin. That is the sad part, because usually you can, I think if there was one thing, if again, maybe there's someone underneath my desk just pretending they are pointing a gun at my face. Come up with one single positive thing. Hoisin, is that it? Beyond that,
Getting a red card for us. The man who so many times already has said he's willing to die for Roma. And I guess, isn't tonight his farewell? Isn't he supposed to be leaving to the Asian Cup soon? Or is it after the weekend? Because if it's after tonight, then that's a hell of a farewell for the moment. You're absolutely right. When we think about tonight, I really struggle to think of a single positive, or not even positive, but remarkable.
What they did well.
Remarkable thing, like something that stood out one way or another. I think the only thing that stood out was how little Roma seemed to be interested in this match. And we said it. And this is, again, you know, people that will ask us to get into the technical aspects of it.
Be careful what you wish for.
There's very little technical subtext in this loss. Just like there is very little technical subtext in the previous loss against Lazio, where most of the time it was Lazio who wanted it more. I never really got it from Roma. It seems like everything that they had done well against Juve, against Atalanta, even more recently, where, okay, maybe the results may not have been there to show for the quality of your performance, but overall the team was organized, the team recognized the moment, the team recognized the stakes involved. Tonight there was none of it, which is weird, because tonight was the game that could have built a huge momentum ahead of Milan, and and instead we are left with this display of a team that doesn't really know what it wants to do on the pitch, players that are not making the necessary effort, players that, like Dybala, like Lukaku, should be delivering, are not delivering. Actually, they are invisible. They are sort of separate bodies, separate entities from the rest of the team. There is not one single thing that stands out tonight that makes you go, well, this team has it, they're gonna come out of it, which is very preoccupying, because I think in this recent stretch of games, the underlying thing was they may not have gotten all the points they should have gotten from this, but it seems like we're on the up and up. You know, like that's what I said in the previous episode, is that there is clear progress being made with regards to how this team plays. And then we get tonight. And tonight, the team was slow, though it was predictable. Two shots on goal, which is, again, embarrassing when you have the kind of attack we have. And given that at one point during the match, we're playing with Dybala, El Shaarawy, Lukaku, Belotti. So what the hell, man? You know, it's once again, you take one step forward, and then you take two steps back, and you're back to square one, or rather back to square zero, because there is very little that we can actually make of tonight, other than, for some reason, Roma did not seem invested in this game. I don't know why this is the running theme. This has been the running theme for the past few years when it comes to the derby, that Roma are not interested in it, with the exception of that 3-0 derby that we won, which was impressive, was incredible, great, fantastic. At halftime, you were sitting comfortably 3-0 up.
You didn't make the mistake of looking at their last derby, at that the record of Jose Mourinho on the derby, have you?
It's bad. And you know what? Tonight, today was Maurizio Sarri's birthday. So he's celebrating in style, 65th birthday, and not a single doubt this team went to battle for him, went to battle for how much it means to them. Why is that the prevalent problem in these recent derbies? Why do we have to sit here and say, well, Roma didn't seem like they cared? How, as Roma, given how felt this match is, and how, you know, everybody talks about it, every single player seems to know what it means, and then yet when it comes to the pitch, you get this bunch of disorganized, disinterested individuals that don't make coherent sense. They don't make the necessary effort to take the result home.
Fourth straight derby della Capitale without scoring. I thought somebody typed that into the chat, and that sounded right, but it's one of those data points that you hear, and it's very vivid. It's very jarring. Okay, hold on. Now, wait a minute. That can't be right. It is right. My God. I I don't even know what to say because you, I think you outlined what my overall feeling of this team is right now. Am I going to come on here and because I am getting hammered, some in the chat are saying, how can I stick up for Jose Mourinho at this? Can't I just blame everybody? Why do we have to point to Jose Mourinho? Why do we have to... Everybody is at fault for this. You do not have a display as tonight's and only one individual have that much influence over a performance that bad. Pep could have been out there and some of those guys with the effort, or I should say lack thereof, effort they were putting out there, it wouldn't have mattered. I don't even know where to start. I honestly don't. And that, again, would be one thing if they had 20 shots and you know, they hit the post four times. And it's just one of those nights where you replay it again and again and again. And the odds are you are going to score a couple of goals to your name. Obviously not the case tonight. The midfield, I said during the match, it is as if Roma play like a meteor is coming down from the sky and it just crashes perfectly in between the attack of Roma and the midfield of Roma. I mean, it is so disjointed. There is no ball carrier. There is nobody who is able to serve as that connection piece between midfield and attack. The flanks, man, this has been something you have been on most of the season. And I think many Correct. Are starting to become far more adept to recognizing it. Both flanks are there is nothing going on. There is nothing going on the wide left, wide right. Nothing. Nothing. We used to be at the point where we would say for Roma, okay, well, we have post steroid Maicon, but he's still good. Or hold on, I got to be careful with that. We have an older Maicon.
Older Maicon. Yeah.
No Balzaretti. We can live with having a hole on the left.
Then we had Emerson Palmieri for one season.
Yes, with Florenzi, if I feel not being lazy or I'm not worried about the copyright strike, I will add the clip of Sabatini that I keep on my phone. I have a folder, especially of clips of him and other memorable Roma memes. Più forte di Dani Alves. So
then we had Kolarov.
After that, it was what? After that, it was Kolarov. Spinazzola for like a good.
No, Kolarov. We had Kolarov.
Kolarov, yeah. Well,
Kolarov for 3 years. Spinazzola was nowhere near then. No, we had an illusion of Spinazzola, and we've been dealing with that ever since.
6 months of Spinazzola.
Absolutely, yes.
That is probably generous, Spinazzola. Too, even.
That's correct, yeah. No, but
I mean, the point... by the way, you have scarred me. Ever since you pointed out the thing to me about Zaleski having... what was it, one assist, two assists? No,
it's one assist.
It some months ago, ever since you said that thing, yeah. I watch him with such a morbid fixation on him one during the match.
Like 80 appearances.
I hear your voice ringing in my... It is one of those things like... What is it? What is it? The phrase like once you see how the something is made, you can't look at it like once you go behind the curtain or you see how something is actually made, you know, it kind of scars you to that thing. Ever since you said that thing about Zalewski, I watch him with a fascination that is balanced between morbid and depraved. Because I know nothing is going to happen with the ball at his feet. I know nothing will happen. Every time he has it, I just think to myself, oh, they're not scoring on this action. And Karsdorp, I don't even know what to say because it is not as if Christensen has done better, Celik has done better. I don't know what to say. So is this a thing of individuals? Is this a thing that just
no? It can't be.
I don't know what it is.
No, it's not because again, I why do we always, you know, in sports? It's this is something that I don't like about sports in general. It makes people believe that things are black and white. It makes it actually reinforces extremes. So as always, after these games, you get the same factions of people that go against the individual players. Then you have the people that go against the coach. And it's one or the other. It can never be both. It can never be. It's either the personnel or the tactics, you know. And I'm so tired of it. Why can't we say that certain players are shit without then saying that they're not being put in a situation to succeed? Why do we have to harp on the fact that we have no wingbacks and not stress the fact that we insist on playing with a system that is supposed to rely very heavily on wingbacks that are not delivering in the first place? So what the hell, man? You know, and then I'm not obviously, you know, you have people in the chat that are saying things like nuke the Stadio Olimpico, get rid of the whole team, get rid of everybody. Again,
only life for that
reactions that only take place in sports. I mean, you know, it should be entertainment. It doesn't become entertainment once your team starts delivering the kind of performances that Roma have been delivering as of late. I just think, listen, Roma have gotten it wrong. All of this season is wrong. It feels wrong. It feels like something broke after Budapest, in the sense that you never really continued on that path. After winning the Conference League, there was a continuity to that. Still not exactly the great season that we were expecting, but still there was something there. This season, it feels like this team is a foreign body to me. It doesn't feel like this is the team that I watched last season. For me, the problem is if you're disinterested in the derby, if you lack effort in the match itself, why do I then have to see all these players get into a fist fight at the 90th minute? Where is that energy? Where is that kind of effort? Where is that kind of mentality? Why is that coming out in added time? And that's not something new. That's something that we've seen in the past derbies for many, many years. I think of one where we were losing 3-0, and as always, our players started crowding the referee. I think it may have been in Fonseca's first season. I'm not sure. That's
exactly the one I was remembering.
What I'm saying is, why is history repeating itself? Because this team was supposed to take it to the next level after Budapest. The hope was, get it over with, forget about this painful loss, move on, continue, build. Instead, it feels like we just sat and stewed in that pain and suffering and misery that was brought on by that result. And in the meantime, we haven't developed. And we actually seem to have taken a number of steps back. And this team feels like every time they step on the pitch, it's actually counterproductive. And it almost feels like nobody benefits from it. Not the players, not the coach, not the fans. It feels like just painful work, you know, just a pain in the back, you know, kind of, it almost feels like that infamous season 2018-2019.
Oof.
You know, where it feels like Roma are stretching it, where Roma should have taken that step, that leap, and they failed to recognize that that's not the case. And that team felt dead. I'm not saying that this team feels dead, but on nights like these, where the effort is clearly not there and there is a complete lack of organization, a complete lack of any sort of consistency and coherence as a team, that's when I'm worried. And that's when I start to think that, hey, something's wrong with the whole thing. Something's fundamentally wrong about where we started this season and where we're going to end it with.
Well, the difference I draw between, because I do agree in the sense of, okay, well, Roma, you make a very important European exploit. So now the mindset should be to build upon that. I mean, this one worries me infinitely more, because in the previous one, I felt like Monchi just made the moves for the sake of doing it, just to say I can do the transfer market. But now, I mean, this was a team. And by the way, Thiago Pinto said this in an interview not so many days ago that they did not sell important players this past summer or even in the winter. I mean, beyond Roger Ibanez, Zaniolo, there was no important name that has left. You have only added this past summer. The way I viewed it was, okay, you made it to the Europa League final. Wow, now you are bringing Romelu Lukaku. The fire is burning, and this market of the summer, this will be the petrol, so to speak, that we can pour on the flame, and that's all we need. We have a good base. The fire is burning here. Now Lukaku can be the thing to help this team explode, so to speak. I don't even know where to start because, yes, I think the effort is a problem. I genuinely, because one of the patrons said in the chat something to the extent of, you know, this team has no character, no personality. Clearly they do, as you just said, for the last 5 minutes. They showed more fight in the last 5 minutes than they did for the first 96 of the match. So why is that? Why is that? And is it lack of focus? Is it just energy levels low? I would be willing to entertain some of these things, but every time they have these defeats, we hear the same things. And it takes me back to when Florenzi, you will know what I am speaking of. Every time they had a negative result, he had this stretch on social media where he would go and say, heads held high, we are going to learn, test out, we've learned our lesson, blah, 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 yep. blah.
In a series of posts. That's what I was also referring to, right? You always, like, you felt like the team was tricking itself into thinking that, hey, there's no problem. We're going to get over it. But there is clear problem. And I have this same scary sensation right now that the team is not realizing that there is a fundamental problem at its core. And until you fail to address that problem, whatever that problem is, that's something that the team has to figure out. It's not going to get better. Because even if you build on these performances against Lazio, against Juve, against Atalanta, and then you come out like this against Napoli, Juve, and Atalanta, and then you come out like this against Lazio in the Coppa Italia, then it means that you haven't learned anything. And that you are, this is once again sort of a self-defeat. It's blood on your hands. It's not on Lazio for what I care tonight. Yes, they were more interested in this derby. Yes, they felt it more. It was more obvious. But at the end of the day, it wasn't like it was day or night for them and for us.
No, it
was a bad game. But as the losing side, you should now think about really what happened. Because what happened is not necessarily what you saw on the pitch. Everything that happened beforehand, what happened in the opening months of the season, what happened in preseason that led you to this moment?
Well, this has been a theme, though, of... So if you want me to finally come out against Jose Mourinho, just here it is. I mean, this has been a theme. I mentioned every single time, at least once per week, I mentioned the thing about Atalanta and then the way you absolutely... shit yourself in the next match at home against Sampdoria. This team has no idea or even the perception of wanting to gain continuity in results. Because sometimes, as you just said, Lazio were not good today. I mean, Maurizio Sarri is not going to, after he has done, so I assume for his birthday, his family just gives to him, you know, 9 or 10 cartons of reds. So once he is done smoking at least one this evening, I find it difficult to believe he is going to be putting that performance when they are in their video analysis session, putting that performance on loop and saying, oh my gosh, we did this well, did that well. They did. I mean, come on. They won from a penalty. We can debate the veracity of that. Personally, I thought it was soft, but who cares? Roma could have played for 72 hours and never would have scored. Sometimes it is just about effort. Sometimes when you, I mean, I think back because it's matches like this where for all the crap Mr. Cortomuso gets, no matter how ugly, whether by hook, by crook, the ugliest match is when he knows his team does not have it tonight. They still pull one out of their ass every single time. And it is never aesthetically pleasing. It is never beautiful, but they do it. And most of the time, it just has to do with the effort. And that's the part that just kills me, because it would be one thing if we had Bobben Rosen in net and he's letting in tricklers in between his legs. It'd be one thing. That is an easy fix I can point to, and I can say the team did well, but look, you had the goalkeeper make two very clear errors. For this, Bjørn Højsen, I can't find something that I can point to and say, well, you're not, he really gave something. He really showed something. He was something that can be built upon. It really is just about effort. And sometimes we try to drill it down with data, statistics, XG, expected goals, all of this crap. I mean, man, just go out there and put forth the necessary effort. Because what are we going to talk about from a tactical perspective? Are we going to talk about the midfield? Are we going to talk about the defense? Are we going to talk about the attack? None of that is going to just, you snap your finger and it's fixed. This does have to do with effort, in my opinion. I couldn't agree with you more. It's just the little things. They almost seem unwilling to do the little things as if it is above them. And that is something when it comes to Roma, where this has been something that has gone on for years and extends well beyond the time of Jose Mourinho and these players. But they have this attitude sometimes about certain matches or certain moments that it's almost as if in their heads they've built themselves up to think they are above it, they are better than that. And I've said that a lot of times on here. But when you see performances like that of tonight's, I just harken back to that, because for them to think that attitude, that effort, that approach tonight was ever going to be enough at any point in the match, they are either delusional or there is something very wrong from the top down in terms of character, in terms of just the personality within the squad. Because nobody, no one on that team with the effort they gave forth tonight is going to say to themselves, well, you know what, I left everything I had on the pitch. It is all out on there. I gave everything of myself and that's it. I mean, I look at Lazio. No,
I think
not
with
Chiro,
the exception of Mancini, who's literally
Right, yes. I agree with that. But I look at Lazio tonight, and no Immobile, Luis Alberto, he was hurt, coming back. Romagnoli, he has been out for some time. He comes back from injury. It is not, now, we know Roma, obviously struggling with injuries and certain players not being available for the entire season, but I just look at Lazio tonight and I compare it to Roma and I just think to myself, this is not acceptable when you have such a disparity in levels of effort. It is one thing on paper to have an attack of Paulo Dybala, Romelu Lukaku. That's great. I love talking about Roma on paper because in my mind, it's always so much better than it actually is on the pitch. But tonight just goes to show you that no matter how ugly you know the team is in terms of names or lack of quality within it, you have to be able to just do those little things, and you have to be willing to get to look ugly at times. And tonight, man, I just don't understand how any of them, as you said, this is a match that is felt no matter if it's in the league, whether Roma is sitting first in the table and Lazio is 19th, it is always felt no matter the circumstances surrounding it, the individual struggles of each team, it is always felt 100% of the time. There was only one team that felt anything on that pitch tonight, and I do not understand how that happens. for all of the things that have gone wrong around Roma, I mean, this match, I mean, if you have heard and don't even understand Italian, if you have just heard some of the questions I get asked of any new player, any new manager, they always bring up this match. No matter how crap Roma has been in the previous years, this match always gets mentioned. How do you feel about this match? Are you ready for your first derby? Blah, 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 blah. And then to see them act like that tonight, I just, something inside of me is so confused, dumbfounded, and also angry because you said it perfectly. You have one of the most meaningful matches in terms of emotions, and there Roma were pedestrians tonight. And again, I can't find, except maybe Mancini. I mean, was there anyone out there tonight that you saw some fire, something within them? I mean, they looked like tonight was an inconvenience to even have, for this match to have to be played. And I mean, they could not have been any less bothered. And that is a problem. That is a problem.
It's the old story, and it's the story that Roma have been telling in the Derby for the past few years. So we're not exactly analyzing tonight's match. And I know it may piss some people off, because this is a recurring theme, and it goes beyond Mourinho's tenure. But with Mourinho, you always hope to avoid these situations. And unfortunately, it feels like Roma, despite having Mourinho on the sideline, and again, it's not like I expect him to perform miracles, but I do expect the team to play with the kind of fire that you want a Mourinho-led team to play with, and a kind of fire that we saw from them in the past, and a kind of fire that we saw tonight in at a time when Asmoun and Mancini got sent off, and everybody crowded around Pedro, and everybody got into it as always. But it's not the first time again that I'm seeing this in those final minutes. But it always feels meaningless because whatever preceded that, it goes against what they're doing. And so yes. I'm writing down right now what Mourinho is saying, and I don't like what he's saying. Because what he's saying is, it seems like he saw a different match. It feels like he saw a team that started off well, and then because without Paulo Dybala, there is no quality, blah, blah, blah. Dude, you know, it cannot be like that. If that is really the problem, that once Paulo Dybala is out, Roma is out, then close up shop, go home. You know, I mean, what the hell are we playing the rest of the season for? You know,
if he means that, then it's worse than you and I ever could have perceived.
Right. I don't think he means it, but still, like, can't we move on? Like, we've been here before. We've done this before. This is, once again, it's not a criticism against Mourinho. It's not a criticism against the players only. It's criticism against the whole of it. The whole of it. Because I realize now that something definitely broke in the summer. And I know people are going to point to Matic leaving, Roger Ibanez leaving, this, that. I don't care. And I don't care. I really don't care. What I can tell you is that something was broken and it was not repaired. It was not addressed. The team fooled itself into believing that there's something they're not. And it feels like they've underestimated the whole season. So I'm sitting here tonight and I'm saying things that I wish I didn't have to say. I don't know, man. It just feels like we're stuck in this cycle, in this vicious cycle. And it's typical. It's something that I've seen before. It's something that I've commented on before. So I'm not exactly sure what the insight here is, other than Roma are broken right now. And I don't think they've been as broken in their development since that painful season, 2018-2019, because similarly to that season, it feels like you've hit the wall and you're not learning your lessons. And worse yet, you don't know it. It feels like you don't really know it. I hear these empty words by Mourinho. Ah, this team has limitations. This team struggles. Okay, but what are we doing to address that? Mm. What's happening behind the scenes? Is something happening? I mean, are you working to resolve the problem? Because the problem is clear and everybody sees it, including you.
Well, am I exaggerating or being using too much hyperbole if I were to say this season now is on the brink and that it comes down to this weekend against Milan? Because in my mind, I am trying to think logically and not, again, exaggerate for effect. But I look at the table. I look at what just took place tonight. In my mind, okay, a draw against Milan. Great. I don't know. But I feel as if, and it's a very, very tall request for them to go out there and to win. But I think to myself, well, if you lose this weekend, the final card, so to speak, on the tower of cards is going to be pulled out and everything is going to collapse. And we say that a lot on here, where we reach a point where you can feel it. It's just balancing on the mountaintop, and we are either going over or we are going to stay afloat and stay on ground. I do fear that everything comes down to this weekend, and that is such an elementary way to view an entire season, 9 months. It doesn't come down to one single match, but in the moment, it comes down to a result that you absolutely need to get before it becomes a breaking point. Just to end this, is that what this weekend is against Milan?
I mean, again, tonight could have been a huge momentum shift in the season.
Yes.
Because it would have reaffirmed the progress that we seem to see so far, right? It would have given us back the hope that we had built up when we won against Napoli. We thought, oh, there it is. That's the team. The team wins against a direct opponent for top four. Good. You know, we got it. Then, okay, you lose against Juventus, but you lose in a place where you have a history of losing. You still go out with some dignity. You play against Atalanta. You dominate for most of the match, and you're unlucky to only get 1 point out of it. Winning this derby, going through once again to the Coppa Italia semifinal, finally, because it hasn't happened in a long time, would have been, sort of like the clouds parting and you see the sunshine. You're like, okay, we got this. You know, we go against Milan and we can do it at this moment in time. Yes, it feels like, how far are you going to compromise yourself? Tonight you compromise yourself because if you look at our track record in Coppa Italia, what's the difference between us and the likes of Cremonese or Salernitana who get eliminated with ease? I mean, it's so predictable. You basically, now you know more or less that Roma are not going to make it past the quarterfinals. You know that Roma are not going to be there. You know that Roma are not going to compete. You know that because they don't show the hunger. And I thought, hey, tonight is the perfect opportunity to come up, go out in a blaze of glory, win, reaffirm your position, reaffirm everything that you've done right in these last few weeks, go to Milan, a team that has also struggled with consistency this season, and take the fight there and hopefully grab the 3 points, which was doable. If you had won tonight, it was doable. Right now, I'm reading what Mourinho is saying, and it's very preoccupying because
this is not good, man.
It feels like he's accepted the fact that you can hit a pretty remarkable wall against Milan. Like, he's basically said, hey, you know, let's hope that we can end this horrible cycle on Sunday. What does that mean? Does that mean that if you lose, everything comes apart, everything falls apart, and everything folds. Does that mean that we, if you fail to get a result against Milan, you have to accept the prospect of potentially ending up outside of Europe? In a season that was meant to boost the confidence that you had built up in your Europa League campaign last season, what the hell are we talking about here? Are we discussing Salernitana or are we discussing Roma? That's the issue. The issue is, yes. I don't know. At this moment in time, right now as I'm recording this, I don't know.
I'm terrified of some of these things he is saying. Usually he is the one who you can get a sense of when there is a very shit performance and result. Generally, he is willing and has to be the one to raise morale, to sort of rally the troops, so to speak. Maybe I'm just doing this because I obviously don't have the sound on. I just have the captions going on onto the screen. I mean, even he seems to be just, I don't know.
Out of ideas, that's the thing. Is once again, I'm confronted with, that's why I'm mentioning 2018, 2019, because that's when I was confronted with a team that lacked ideas. And the expectations were, well, they reached the Champions League semifinal. Obviously, the next step is this. And it wasn't. And I think the expectations for this season were so high that the team fooled itself into believing that they're something they're not. And all these results, all these bad performances have been unraveling their true identity. But it's still, to me, it's still unclear what the hell they are. Because you go from exactly showing up, giving us some, you know, not brilliant. Again, I don't want to overpraise. I don't want to overstay what we did. It was remarkable. No, we showed up against the likes of Napoli and Juve and Atalanta, and it was a pleasant surprise because I think most of us expected them to do worse than they actually did. But still, tonight you get, once again, a team that has no answers when you're questioning who they are. They don't know. That's the problem. Is the players don't know, and Mourinho doesn't know.
Terrifying to be at this point, to have the prospect of everything potentially unraveling this weekend. Happy 2024, everyone. All right. Well, we will be back after Milan. I don't know. If Jose Mourinho can't make sense of it, then there is absolutely no expectation or ability for you and I to do so. I'm just sitting here like probably most of you out there, just crossing my fingers. I mean, that seems to be the only sensible thing for any of us to do at this point, because there is such randomness to this team. There is no continuity in performance, no continuity in results. I mean, no continuity in guys to even be available to play in matches. That to me is, as you said, that this past summer, you were supposed to build on that. And this was a season, the third season of Jose Mourinho. This was supposed to be the time where you eliminate those inconsistencies, those mistakes that you have made in the previous two seasons. Now we are adding a guy like Romelu Lukaku. This is where we are. The next step is ready to be taken. And it just seems like they have completely folded. Anytime they are faced with that do or die moment, the time where you have to show something, they just fail to do it. And it is so incredibly frustrating to do it time and time again, because it seems like this is the fourth time this season where I find myself saying, okay, well, it's either going to be saved or fall off the cliff here. And it is not a great sensation to have, with it being early January and this being again, multiple occurrences of it so far this season. So fingers crossed for Milan. Beyond that, there's nothing else to say. We will talk to you. I either prepare yourself for the funeral this weekend or some form of celebration that will undoubtedly be curb stomped out.
I don't know, but I don't know. 72
hours later, I don't know.
No, no, wait. If you win against Milan in a remote possibility, blah, 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 blah. If you win against Milan, is that really a cause for celebration? No, like genuinely. Well, no,
but it's like after Napoli. I felt good for 24 hours. More than what they give to me now.
That's what I'm saying. Fool me once, you know. That's what we saw against Napoli. All things considered, should have been business as usual once again.
And yet, that victory looks worse as the days continue.
No, but we've become so unaccustomed to this team actually doing what they're supposed to do on the pitch that any minor success is cause for major celebration when it shouldn't be. Mm. And every slip up is considered a disaster when the real disaster is nights like these, when you're supposed to meet the moment, you're supposed to show up and you don't. And the reason is unknown, not only to us fans, but the people that are actually involved in what goes on the pitch. That includes players, managers, management alike. So I want to end this here in saying it's not black or white. Please,
correct,
open up your eyes. Go beyond, you know, the same answers, the same tired cliche answers of, oh, it's this player. Oh, it's Mourinho. Oh, it's this or that. It's everything. Roma have gotten it wrong all season long. They've gotten everything wrong. From the summer until now, January 2024, there has been very few correct decisions made by Roma. So far, it's been quite the disaster. Okay? That's my farewell for this episode right there. It's been a disaster.